Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. All this week on Morning Prayer, we've been looking at the Bible story about Jonah. Instead of wondering about its historical accuracy, we focused on the spiritual lessons the story has for us today, since those are the important things. And we've seen that it does have important lessons, that everyone is worthy of salvation, that we have multiple opportunities to be saved and can be saved no matter what situation we find ourselves in, and that even bad past behavior can't keep people from giving up that behavior and instead letting spirituality govern their thought and actions. The story provides one more important lesson. Jonah wasn't at all happy that the people of Nineveh reformed. He apparently wanted them to suffer the consequences of their previous evil ways. But the story ends with God asking Jonah a question. Shouldn't he spare the more than 100,000 Ninevites? Because, after all, they previously couldn't tell right from wrong. But now they can, and are acting appropriately. We don't know how Jonah answers that question, but it's really being asked of us. Shouldn't we do everything we can to help people see their God-given goodness and follow it? Shouldn't we give up our personal opinions about who or what is right or wrong, and instead follow God's direction, even if it's at odds with what we initially think? Those are big questions, but they're also important questions. May we all respond to God's guidance, give up personal opinions, and help everyone see, as the Bible puts it, that now is the day of salvation. Amen.